With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. The Montana Army National Guard and the U.S. Air Force are evacuating nearly 140 people from a Bible camp southwest of Augusta after the road was washed out due to flooding. Two Chinook helicopters were being used today to ferry 100 teens and 37 adults from the Montana Wilderness School of the Bible to Great Falls. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Captain Brent Colbert says they had shelter and supplies, but officials decided for safety reasons to get them out of the area. They were supposed to be at camp until Friday. Flooding on the Dearborn River earlier this week made the road to the Bible camp impassable. The sponsors of at least two Montana Citizens initiatives say they collected enough voter signatures to qualify their measures for the November 6th general election. They now must be verified by state and county election officials before tomorrow's deadline. The sponsors of a proposal to raise Montana's tobacco tax plan to turn in more than 40,000 signatures at six county election offices today. The measure would increase cigarette taxes per pack and tax e-cigarettes and vaping products for the first time. That money would help fund the state's costs of its Medicaid expansion program, which enrolls nearly 100,000 people, but faces an uncertain future before state lawmakers next year if the initiative fails. Sponsors of another initiative to ban mines requiring the perpetual treatment of polluted water say they have also collected enough signatures to qualify. Two initiatives fell short. One called for investor-owned utilities to use more renewable energy, and the other would have banned non-citizens from voting.
With Montana News, I'm Claire Minahan. A proposal to ban mining near Yellowstone National Park got its first hearing in the U.S. House today. As Edward O'Brien reports, it has the unconditional support of Montana's lone representative, Republican Greg Gianforte.
Congressman Gianforte is an ardent supporter of the natural resources extraction industries. Even so, he testified before a House Natural Resources Subcommittee Thursday that
some places, though, just don't make sense for a mine.
He's talking about the Yellowstone Gateway Protection Act, a bill he's carrying in the House that would withdraw mineral rights and ban mining operations on about 30,000 acres of public land north of Yellowstone. Lucky Minerals wants to explore for gold in Emigrant Gulch. Crevice Mining Group wants to mine near Jardine. Critics like Colin Davis, the owner of Chico Hot Springs in Emigrant, fear the two proposals would wreak havoc on the local economy.
I can assure you that God doesn't make places like Paradise Valley anymore.
Davis is one of the founding members of the Yellowstone Gateway Business Coalition, a group of hundreds of Park County land and business owners fighting the mining proposals.
Our economy is based on tourism primarily. We're that one gateway to Yellowstone National Park that's open all year round. We're talking about gold mining, and we're talking about equipment that we couldn't imagine 100 years ago and what it can do to that viewshed.
The House Energy and Mineral Resources Subcommittee took no action Thursday, but Republican Chairman Paul Gosar opposes mineral withdrawals.
We are a nation blessed with abundant resources, and withdrawals adversely impact the ability for our nation to extract critical resources we may need in the future for military, scientific, or medical purposes.
Gianforte's Yellowstone Gateway proposal is identical to a bill carried in the Senate by Democrat John Tester. It had a hearing last year but hasn't budged since. Republican Senator Steve Daines says he supports the proposal, describing it as a, quote, step in the right direction to protect the Paradise Valley, close quote. Daines, however, has not yet signed on to the measure. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
An inquest has found officers were justified in shooting and killing a Montana man who was high on methamphetamine and had barricaded himself inside a sporting goods store with a cache of weapons and shot at officers. Jurors said today there was no criminal conduct on behalf of the Billings police officers who shot and killed Frank Joey Half Jr. last November. Half's death was among a string of fatal shootings by police in Montana's largest city that authorities have linked to a growing methamphetamine problem. Medical examiner Robert Kurtzman testified Half was shot seven times, including in the chest, jaw, thigh, and arm. Half's mother says police could have done more to defuse the situation, but officers said he was unwilling to surrender during a 10-hour standoff. Montana wildlife officials are releasing new details about last month's bear attack against a government researcher. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials said Amber Cornack surprised a grizzly after walking within 12 feet of the bear in the Cabinet Mountains on May 17th. The FWP statement says neither likely saw or heard the other prior to the encounter. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service seasonal field assistant received serious injuries before she could deploy her bear spray and force the grizzly to flee. Cornack, who was alone, walked 2 miles to her car and drove another 3 miles before coming across another vehicle. DNA tests show the bear is a 24-year-old male that was previously captured in 2005 as part of a research project.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A United States Supreme Court ruling issued today means Montana businesses may have to start collecting a sales tax when they sell their products online. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The order from the Supreme Court strikes down previous rules that said states could not collect sales tax from a business if that business did not have a physical presence in the state. Montana is one of 5 states without a general sales tax, and this ruling will only impact businesses that sell online to out-of-state customers. Dick Barrett is a Democratic state senator from Missoula and a former professor of economics at the University of Montana.
Those kinds of businesses that are selling out of Montana online into other states may lose a little bit of a competitive advantage that they might have had because they were not required to charge other state sales taxes.
Barrett is a member of a group of lawmakers studying how the state's current tax system captures revenue in a changing economy, including changes due to the growth of online business and e-commerce. Although he does not support a general sales tax in the state, he expects others could use this ruling in support of their arguments for a sales tax to increase state revenue. In April, Montana's Attorney General Tim Fox filed a brief with the Supreme Court opposing the reversal of applying a sales tax to internet sales. Although Montana opposed the change, more than 40 states and the Trump administration requested the court to rule in favor of allowing them to collect a sales tax from businesses without a physical presence in their state. In a statement issued Thursday, Fox said the court's order will be bad for Montanans buying products online from other states, as well as small businesses selling online outside the state. Governor Steve Bullock also expressed disappointment in the ruling, saying it would undoubtedly impact small businesses in Montana, although the extent of that impact is unclear. It is also unclear, according to Montana Department of Revenue officials, if the court's ruling could mean Montana's resort communities that have adopted a local option sales tax will have to start imposing those taxes on their online sales. A spokesperson for the department said the state is still reviewing the court's decision. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.